This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Time for us to dig around in some of the big stories of the week. According to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the story list and the people list, the top 10 items have been researched by all the staff. And so we have the info here for you for the week of March 11th to 15th. When I say we, Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. So we'll go through these stories and then some. Jay is out today because, as a radio person, it's important to be able to speak, and she can't. So that's the long weekend. Right, exactly. All right, so I want you to give me a little, before we actually get into the story list, the official list from Talkers, there's this story about the SWAT team down in Irvine. Right, the Orange County Sheriff's Department. They were announcing there were a number of injuries. The SWAT members were training with hazardous devices. So what is, I didn't realize that, I guess I should have thought, that there were various specialization areas. The FBI is investigating this. Is this something that is foul
Pretty
play
sad.
Involved?
Some of these guys were actually really, really hurt. And it was 16 different people from the Orange County Sheriff's Department, their own SWAT team. They had an explosion. They were doing an indoor training exercise on Wednesday, and there was an explosion. One person suffered a leg injury and will need surgery. The other two, or I guess two others, had superficial wounds. And then 13 of them had dizziness and ringing in the ears. So almost like everybody that was in there, problems.
Wasn't the end of the world, but not great.
No, but probably enough to scare you. And that ringing in the ears, I'm sorry, but when that, I don't know if you've ever had that tinnitus.
Yes, I have it. I have it.
It equates with a leg injury or something serious, but boy, it can keep you up at night. It's annoying.
Well, if you pay attention to it, it's one of those things. Yeah. If you live, like I can not listen to it and don't hear a thing. But oftentimes,
you
as you've suggested,
out? Is
wake
that what
up.
You're telling me?
What'd you say, Jennifer?
Huh? Are you talking? What's your name again?
Yeah, right, exactly. Ray Momino is here.
Yeah, no one knows exactly what caused the explosion, or if they do, they're not telling people yet because, you know, they probably have to cover their own rear end at this point.
Exactly.
But they were doing joint training with the sheriff's hazardous devices section when it happened.
Right. All right, so there's that. And then I was interested, and maybe this plays into the situation with the presidential race. Our story list, let me go through the story list before we go to this one. Well, there's a number of different items that I want to go through with you. At number 10, problems continuing at the Boeing company, all of their own making.
Yeah.
And
with their
whistleblowers. Ruining. Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. The Biden budget is number 9 on the list. They should have called it the Biden budget buster. At number 8, the situation in Haiti. I don't know why that's.
Oh my God, that's huge too. You know, here's why it's of concern, because of all the people that are going to be coming here from Haiti.
Yeah,
and I guess the guy that's running things is named Barbecue. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't heard that. No, what's his name? Fred
I don't
Barbecue.
I want to tell you why they call him Barbecue, but apparently they eat humans. They're like cannibals over there.
Yeah. Great. All right, so maybe that's why it is number 8 this week on the story list at Talkers.com. Also, we have this list every week published at GoodDayShow.com. Let's see, the wars are in number 7 and 6 position. The Middle East is 7 and Russia is 6 with the Ukraine. Number 5, the migrant situation, which continues to be shameful. At number 4, I don't even know why this is here. More about Biden and the classified documents, and come on with all that stuff.
Because it's the same old.
Yeah, there was
Robert Byrd testified this week about the report on the classified documents. He was the special counsel, so that was a pretty big story this week.
Number three, TikTok legislation. That is a big story. We'll talk about that during our social media segment. The situation with Trump. He actually had what appeared to be a fairly good week, however you describe that, in terms of the legal stuff that he's going through. The judge dismissed the documents indictment, and he travels around. You got to wonder how he keeps himself. People ask me, how do I know they're coming or going? I would ask that of Trump. So he was in a Florida courtroom on Thursday. His attorneys argued for the dismissal of the federal classified document case, which I think, frankly, is appropriate. I think there's nothing. I mean, this stuff is a mountain out of a molehill. There are some things he's done that he's pretty culpable for. But so far, in the two ones that have gotten the most exposure, the one about the fraud in New York and the banks, and that's a make-believe ballroom if I ever saw one with that damn attorney general in New York. What an outrage that is.
Yeah.
And then there's this thing here that... I don't know.
What's interesting about this argument that was made, and the judge decided to keep the case, although she was very vague about her decision, which was interesting. But the argument that I heard from a legal expert, one of the talking heads, but it made sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is that, first of all, I think what people are so upset about is that Biden was allowed to skate on his classified documents and Trump was not. And Trump's actually has been the president before Biden. Because when Biden had the documents, he wasn't president.
Make, honestly, Jennifer, what do they have that is so earth-shaking?
Right, classification. What's interesting is that you could declassify as a president. So everything that Trump could have, plus it was protected by Secret Service. Biden was just a vice president and a senator, and it was sitting in his garage. So that's the uneven playing field. But just real quick, and then I want to hear what you think. The legal expert said that if you were going to pursue charges against Trump, because Bill Clinton, remember when Bill Clinton was stealing documents from the White House and there was a whole deal, like his guy was sticking stuff in his pants and walking out of the White House. Apparently,
Bill Clinton sticking something in his pants? No,
at that point, the DOJ argued that this is civil and that it's not a federal charge. And so they already have precedents that even if you were going to pursue this, it shouldn't be in federal court. It should be in civil court. And that's where the National Archives should go to try to retrieve property that they think is theirs. So it's kind of interesting that even the jurisdiction might be wrong on this. But, there you go.
Bunch of nonsense. There's plenty of stuff that is serious that probably ought to be adjudicated, but this isn't one of them, in my estimation anyway. All right, while we're talking about Trump and his situation, whatever it may be, the RNC, Republican National Committee, has been restaffed, sort of a Trump takeover, if you will. So if you're aligned with his thinking, then you're going to stay. Apparently 60 staffers were not, so they're out. And so another example.
So they have 300 and something staffers, I think, at the RNC. Yeah. So the ones that were let go were actually the ones that were doing double work, because one of the criticisms of the RNC was that they were really overspending, not on get out the vote, but on staff, on flowers, on gifts for their donors. They were spending on stuff that wasn't actually winning elections. And so that's why there were so many people let go, not necessarily
who determined that, though, Jennifer? Was it his niece or whoever?
Well, the new leadership is going in. So Michael Whatley is the new chairman of the Republican
Party. And who's he?
The former.
Where'd he come from?
So you have to be a chairman of the state party to move up. So he was a chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party. So now he is in charge of the entire RNC. Laura Trump is a co-chair. She's going to be in charge of like getting out the vote and that sort of thing. But what's interesting is a lot of people are saying, well, now Trump has, including me, by the way, this was a criticism, because even though I love Trump and I want the RNC to be successful, I didn't know if I loved the proximity to the Trump campaign, but apparently they're absorbing the model of the DNC. So each cycle, the DNC
the Republicans can get it wrong too. That's basically
it's not even that they get it wrong; they're winning elections. You know, the Democrats are doing a great job of getting out the vote. So Republicans, I guess, are kind of copying the model that seems to work by...
Their message may be a little different, too, and that may help them get out.
Sometimes, yeah. But
not
a lot
that it's
of it
right,
is the,
but...
It's the money that they spend to send text messages to people, to ballot harvest, literally it's called chasing ballots. And so one of the things that I was encouraged hearing from Lara Trump is she said her primary concern is now chasing ballots. And that's what Republicans should
What's her background?
About,
why would she make a good chairman?
Why would anybody make a good chairman? I mean, I think I could go in and make a good chairman, and I don't really have any.
You could, too.
I don't have any.
You'd make a great chairman.
Experience in that department, but I know enough to know enough.
Right, you know enough. All right, so let's see. We're sort of flushing things out here, not necessarily in order. With regard to the Israeli-Hamas war, Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Majority Leader, has stayed largely silent until this past week. And then he started to be critical of Prime Minister Netanyahu, said he needs to go. And my comment on the top of the story is, why is that up to him to decide?
Amen.
You can say free speech.
Especially when you scream about election interference all the time. And now you're trying to interfere in someone else's election. And, you know, I was listening to Dennis Prager talk about this. I was all fired up on my show listening to this in real time. But Prager makes the easy point, and that is, even if there were an election, even if you got rid of Netanyahu, the Liberal Party in Israel has said that the war would not stop. And so I think that Chuck Schumer came out on the day that Biden went to Michigan, where there are a lot of Muslims and a lot of far lefters who don't like the fact that Israel is defending themselves. And so he decided to become a lapdog and say, come out and say those things. And I just don't think it's any of his business. Talk about the problems in the United States. That's not his concern. And
I've never had any use for him. He's a grandstander, BS.
I think it was literally on purpose because Biden's worried about losing Michigan because those 100,000 people voted uncommitted because of his Israel stance.
Nah, it's all about politics. Come on. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority president named an advisor to be prime minister. There was a lot of pressure from the rest of the world to pick an outsider, but that didn't get very far. No surprise there. All right, we continue to overview what's going on in the world in the News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. My Pillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. My Pillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love My Pillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The My Pillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers, they have down comforters, they have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to mypillow.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through all of the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can see the list every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Did I do the Talkers?
Ta-ta!
Okay, so social media is always something that we focus on during this portion, this segment, if you will, to do the radio speak of the hour of our programs on Good Day. And so we do it. We carry that forth here on the Talk Radio Review. And the number one angle here that sort of does have to do with a person whose name is trending, and also sort of the tech side of things, because it involves X and it involves former, with an emphasis on former TV personality Don Lemon. He announced that X has canceled his media deal with him, and he was going to get, what, $20 million or something? He got a settlement from CNN of $23 million, if I remember correctly. And he was going to bring now, he's going to take his talk show over to X and have it exclusive there, kind of like what's his face?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, right, exactly. Yeah. But apparently there was some interview that was done, and Musk didn't like it. It was, you know, kind of contentious. I guess
it shows
Lemon,
you somebody, that he's still running things. You know, a lot of people thought he was kind of, that he's like moving away and he's got that new CEO in there. But he's still making the decisions, and don't cross him, I guess, if you want to work there.
Right. Well, Lemon asked him about his rumored drug use.
Yeah.
And that's what angered Musk to the point of canceling the deal. So now where does somebody like Don Lemon, who has no talent, no, he has nothing. He's the biggest. He got some talent because he snowed CNN into paying him $23 million a year. Ay, ay, ay.
It's interesting because I bet you Don Lemon was like, this is a risk that's going to show him I'm a real journalist. And instead it showed him that he's going to be leaving the building very quickly.
See you later, Elvis has left the building.
I mean, I guess, I don't like Don Lemon, but I guess I can't blame him for trying, but, I don't know.
So let's see. At X now, Tucker Carlson is creating a TV sort of TV-like content. Paris Hilton has a deal.
Do it. I know you're tuned in for that one.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Mr. Beast, who's a YouTube star, has a video Let's see, he's making $250,000 a week on that. Good God. And some of these others, let's see. Jim Rome, the sports guy. Tulsi Gabbard, is she still in Congress, or what's she doing now?
No, well, you've heard the rumors, right? She's hanging out with Trump a lot. I think she should be RFK's running mate. RFK has released his list of running mates this year.
Jesse Ventura,
football player, the top of the list, Jesse Ventura. But Tulsi's also on that list. She should be. That would be the most serious and smart choice for RFK if he wants to prove his seriousness as a candidate, I think. But, you know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, he's banned a bunch of journalists from the New York Times. That makes sense. And also, there are people from Washington Post he doesn't want anything to do with. It's interesting. He made a personal decision to maintain the ban on Alex Jones' account, after the Sandy Hook thing last year, which is, again, people say, well, what about freedom of speech? The guy owns it. He can do what he wants with it. It's his business who's there and who's not there. And give me that stuff. I mean, whether you agree or you don't agree, freedom of speech, how can he do that? You're moronic if you think you don't understand how it works. He owns it. He can do what he wants. He's free to do whatever he would like to do. So thank you very much and see you later. That's the way that works.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are at least three people dead in the wake of severe storms that hit the state of Indiana hard Thursday, although it is still unclear if weather actually caused the deaths. In Winchester, Indiana, State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter surveyed the devastation at a trailer park where the victims had died.
It seems like this always strikes people that that will have a tremendous need. All of us would.
At least four tornadoes were reported across Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio Thursday. Recent research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine is revealing the most effective exercises for reducing blood pressure. Engaging muscles without vigorous movement, such as wall squats or planks, apparently proves to be optimal for preventing and managing hypertension. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 at the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Jay is out without a voice this week. She always does have a voice. She has a voice, she just can't use it. That's right. How that works. So we're going through the story list, the people list, not necessarily in any particular order, but because Trump is everywhere, number two on the people list, number two on the story list, a few of the items of interest here, whether or not... the prosecutors who have proposed delaying Trump's criminal trial, Jennifer, up in New York, they say they want to put it off, 30 days, because they want to review the new documents that have been presented. So is that, this is, you know, I guess a win in a sense for Trump, right, if they delay it another 30 days? It puts
delaying
it
anything
away.
Is, they think, helpful to Trump, or at least that's what Trump's team is putting out there. I mean, until you get rid of some of these ridiculous trials, then all that helpful. But delay, I guess, is what they're looking for, because they want him out there running, not stuck to a courtroom.
The classified documents trial is a joke, and that's another one. As a matter of fact, they are trying to dismiss the case, and they probably ought to. There are four... Still, though, right? Four criminal cases.
Yeah, so let's see.
Him?
Okay, so you've got the classified documents, which is in federal court in Florida. The one that there is a delay in is the one that Alvin Bragg, who is the DA in Manhattan, brought against Donald Trump about the hush money. This one's another one that's just a disaster.
Yeah.
That's the one where the judge said that they are going to give a 30-day delay. That one was supposed to start, what was it, next week, I think, March 25th is when that trial was supposed to start. So it'll be delayed for a month. And then you have the Letitia James one, which was about his real estate. That was just settled. You've got Georgia still going. And Georgia is the one where the DA, just now disgraced DA, Fannie Willis and her boyfriend brought charges against
Trump. Why is she disgraced? I mean, she's not very good, but she's disgraced because she was stripping her. This guy that worked on a case with her?
Not just stripping, but also enriching herself off. No, I mean, look, she can strip whoever she wants. But in your office, she ran for office saying she wasn't. She was anti-stripping within the ranks. And that was actually very clearly laid out in her campaign. And then she not only lied, she not only stripped, but then she lied about it. Yeah. And she lied about the timeline. So the problem is not that she's having a relationship with this guy. It's that she brought her boyfriend in to help investigate Trump. And then they started fundraising off of this. And then they started using that money to take vacations and go to fancy dinners.
Woo-hoo.
And this is the kind of stuff that people feel gross about because you want the money to go for the actual serious nature of the job, not for frivolous perks because you're targeting someone that people don't like.
Right. All right. So there you go. The anti-stripping platform. I think we got to run on that. There you go.
Good luck. Right, in Washington, D.C., you'd never get that anywhere.
Right.
Sounds full of strippers.
Behind the closed doors, as it were. All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? The comments that Trump made suggesting that he was open to cutting Social Security and Medicare, was that taken out of context?
Not what he's saying at all. In fact, to the chagrin of a lot of Republicans, he's actually saying he will do everything he can to protect Social Security and Medicare.
That's a good way to get
he
votes.
Says he said, quote, I will never do anything to Social Security. That's a quote that he gave this week at a
end
rally
of story.
So
right. Peter Navarro, who is one of his advisors, is going into the slammer because he failed to testify in the January 6th inquiry. So how long does he have to go to jail?
4 months. And by the way, I know Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is one of the coolest people on the planet. If you talk to him, you would love him. He's incredibly smart. He is incredibly talented. He is the only person who worked from day one till the end of the Trump administration. Remember how tumultuous it was and people were leaving all the time? He was there the entire time. And the fact that they're going out after him because he failed to appear for a subpoena, I would ask if they're going after Hunter Biden that same way.
There you go. And the answer, folks, is no.
Is no.
No. No.
4 months.
All right, so this seems to be
he's
all
like
Trump all the time.
He's like a 70-year-old man. Ridiculous.
We have to clean up some of the stuff we haven't talked about this week with regard to Trump. So I'm going to look. This is a report from today's New York Times, which suggests that Mr. Trump, according to the Republicans, has growing support among Latinos. I can imagine that might be, I think that might be true, frankly, when you look at how the Democrats, they always do this, the arrogance of being in position, if you're black, you got to be a Democrat, and if you're a Latino, you got to be Catholic, and you got to vote for the Democrats as well, and that appears not to be something that is.
Well, let me tell you, I do.
Reality.
You know, I do speeches, right? I do speeches mostly around California to different groups. And as late as a week and a half ago, I've updated my numbers and I use polling numbers. I use polling numbers from Real Clear Politics. I don't use, so-called Republican polls or Democrat polls. I'm looking at the bulk of them.
Gallup is a notorious Republican pollster.
Trump has more support with Latinos than Biden does right now. And
really?
That's why a lot of people are saying that And that was not the case in 2020. Now, Latino support in Republican camps has been growing because I think socially and ideologically, a lot of the values line up between those communities and people are kind of figuring that out. But I think the reason it's grown so much is because of the border issue. And there are so many people who have legally immigrated here who are so ticked by the open border policies of Biden that it's pushing them into Trump's camp. And then the other interesting group, Trump's least popular group is black women. Black women do not like Trump, but black men, they're starting to grow in support. And you don't need to have the majority of black men vote for Trump, but you do need to have about 20%. And with 20%, it's almost insurmountable for Biden to win the election. I think Trump got 14% in 2020, and now he's polling at 24, 26% support with black men. So depending on how these hold and how many people show up, it's possible that Biden's got a problem with black men particularly and then Latino voters.
All right, so let's...
Where he's weak is suburban women, white women, and black women.
What a surprise. Yeah. All right. Now, there's a new border bill that's going through Congress that Republicans seem to favor, unless they hear from Trump that he opposes it. So this, again, a stranglehold here with his taking over the Republican National Committee. And then the feelings about this. I don't really know what's in the bill. None of the bills that I've seen so far that I've actually looked at seem strong enough. So what do you know about the new border bill that the Republicans like that they kind of put together with Mike? I like Mike, by the way. That could be a new slogan. I may not.
Mike Johnson, I like you.
Yeah, we know. It may be.
I told
you
I liked him when he first came in. You weren't sure, but I feel like there's just something good about him. I don't know.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Anyway, so what's the story on this border bill that now is floating around?
So this is not actually that new. A border bill was negotiated by the Senate and then sent over to the House. And there's this big story out there that somehow Trump told the Republicans in the House to oppose this bill, which is not necessarily true. I'm sure that Trump opposes this bill, but we should probably most oppose this bill because it's spending more money and not actually dealing with any security. And so there is a bill that's already been passed by the House, and that's H.R. 2 that's sitting in the hands of the Senate. So the House Republicans said, look, we're not going to support anything new. We've already passed our bill. Now the Senate needs to pick up H.R. 2. But a lot of the media outlets like to make it seem like it's just all Trump that's going in there and changing things. They're not actually truly acknowledging the fact that Republicans, like I think over a year ago, already passed H.R. 2, which is ready for the Senate to pick up and debate. But they won't do it because it's actually actionable items instead of just spending more money. And we don't need to spend more money on the border if we actually allow people to shut the gates, if we allow people to come in and not just catch and release, which is the new policy. It's like, we got you, and now we're letting you go and buy, although if you're in California, here's health insurance and $20,000 to buy a house. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we need to change the policies, not necessarily dump more money into the problem.
I talked this week on the Good Day program about the 10 states where people are leaving and the 5 states they're going to.
Yeah.
And the number one on the list was California.
Of course.
And the California politicians, I'd made two comments. One of them, the California politicians are like Rip Van Winkle when it comes to understanding what the majority of people in California think, regardless of how the voting turns out. And number two, no matter how many people leave California, I still get stuck on the 405.
I know.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well,
800,000 people left California.
Yeah. It's quality of life, that, and you still deal with traffic. And I can't tell you how bad the roads are. Well, you know, you're here a lot after the rain that we've had. The infrastructure is literally crumbling. California had a wind event this last week. It was a nightmare. We had trees over. We had traffic lights falling down. I had my mom call me, and she was driving around running errands. She's like, I'm going home. There's a traffic light dangling by a wire. She's like, I'm getting out of here because of the wind. That's not the most thriving economy
driving an electric
on the planet.
Your mother driving an electric car?
She does have a hybrid, though, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's talk about, as time allows, this woman who'd been nominated to run the North Carolina Public Schools, who is very Republican, and in some way, shape, or form, at least she's quoted by saying that there ought to be violence. You should attack Democrats if they like Obama. And by a matter of fact, she called for in a speech executing Obama and Biden. Where do these people come from? But of course, the news media gets on it because she's a Republican, not because she's a mental, you know. Why would she even be up for a job like that? I guess would be the question. Okay, so tell me about Senator Katie Britt. What's going on with her? She did the thing after the State of the Union. She says that Mike Johnson told her to ignore.
She's now the most hated person with liberals because they think she's doing, you know, this Christian-style delivery. Senator Katie Britt is an up-and-coming star in the Republican Party. She's the youngest member of the Senate. She's only 42 years old. She was tasked with delivering the Republican response after the State of the Union, and what she said I thought was great, but she delivered it like she was trying out for a high school production of Mean Girls. I mean, it was just very weird in the delivery.
Yeah, it was weird.
And she, of course, they set her in her kitchen, which is not exactly what, you know, you want to show. But these responses are hard because you have a presidential speech where people are standing up and screaming and cheering or booing, and then you have someone sitting in a gymnasium, like clutching a flagpole or sitting in their kitchen. So they're always awkward. But this one was particularly awkward, and she chose to tell a story about a woman who was raped coming into the country. But apparently this woman was raped during the Bush administration, not during the Biden administration. So instead of just coming out and saying, this is what policies or this is what results from open border policies, she has come out and said that Speaker Mike Johnson approved the story that she told. I don't know if that's true or not. It might have been, but maybe it was lost in delivery that this wasn't something that currently happened, because people have gone after her saying she was trying to lie and pin something on Biden that didn't belong to him. But there are plenty of the stories that are happening under Biden. I wish she would have chosen something more current, because you have to talk about the dangers of his policies, not necessarily something that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Misfire. Republicans sometimes. Well, Democrats do. Just misfiring all over.
It's just amazing how politically naive some people are and how politically divided we continue to be. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen here, continuing in a matter of moments for those of you listening around the weekend to the Talk Radio Review.
Picture your perfect KFC meal, then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken, 4 sides including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger looking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product.
This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. As we get to the weekend, it's time for us to visit with Tom Kreitler, the co-host of one of the most popular weekend shows around the country. It's called The Money Pit. It's a home improvement shtick that lasts and lasts and lasts. Not only do they have a radio program, they have fabulous information on their podcast and in the newsletter. We'll get to that after we get to one of our listeners named Clayton, who has a question for Tommy the K on whether he can, the question is about paint. And whether he can, is there a combo paint and primer together? We were doing some work on a new outdoor building in the farm yesterday and painting it with Kilz.
Yeah, that's a primer. Yeah, he wants to know if the new paint and primer in one's going to save him some time. He wants to paint some paneling, and he thinks it's double work to use a primer and then go back with the paint. So I think you have to understand, Clayton, that primers and paints are very different products. Primers are designed to adhere to old surfaces. So in your case, old paneling, but if it's old walls or old woodwork, the primer.
Make a difference, Tommy, whether it's water-based paint or oil-based paint when you use that sort of thing?
Well, I find that the oil-based or solvent-based primers are much more adhesive. So if you have a difficult surface, as any question, I would always go with a solvent-based product. But the primer is the adhesive, and the paint is designed to flow and give you that attractive top coat and to weather. It's a different type of formulation. Now, so manufacturers come along and go, people hate doing two products, so we're just going to mix it all together. Well, my experience is that's okay only in a very limited set of circumstances. Like, let's say you have some walls to do, Doug, and maybe they're just a little dirty, a little scruffed up, but they're generally not horrible. So you want to paint and prime with a product like that. But if you've got something that's like dark paneling you're trying to go over, or rough woodwork, or new work, I wouldn't skip that step. I think you're going to be much better off doing the primer coat followed by the paint coat.
Uh-huh. All right, there you have it, Clayton. You're all set now. The word from the wise man, Tommy the K, they're here on the Good Day program. All right, Money Pit Podcast. I'm involved in this development, 63 units in an agri-hood, and we're putting decks on every house.
Okay.
And so I was asked the difference by one of the prospective buyers between a deck and a porch. So I'm turning that over to you, my friend.
What's well, the difference between really, a really deck architectural and a porch? Terms, right? So a porch is typically presumed to be something on the outside, on the front outside of the house. Yeah. And it almost always has a roof over it. A deck is usually on the back of the house, and it usually doesn't have a roof over it. Mm. Now, you could have a first floor deck, and then you could have a deck on a second floor above it, say, that came from maybe a sliding glass door in a master bedroom that's upstairs, something of that nature. But that's why when we say decks and porches, that's the difference. The porches are on the front of the house. They're covered. And decks are on the back, and they're wide open. I mean, you don't see people putting a barbecue grill on the front porch, right?
It depends on what part of town you live in.
Maybe, so, but I mean, you wouldn't even want a grill with a roof or with a ceiling over your head.
No, not at all. Hold the smoke in, do you?
Yeah.
So the podcast has a focus on how you can build your own deck, right? Is that the current podcast?
Right. Well, what we talk about with the podcast in terms of the decking situation is whether or not you could build a deck on your own. And the answer is yes, you could, but it really depends on the complexity of it. And certainly if it's a second-story deck, unless you're a pro, you shouldn't be doing difficult. That. But if it's a first-floor deck, it is entirely possible for you to do it yourself. It's going to take you longer.
Don't you have to use sonar tubes and stuff like that often?
Need sonar tubes?
I do. What did I say? Sonar. Sonic. Them too.
Yeah, well, they both go deep, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a way to create the footing, right? And the sonar tube is like a big cardboard tube. It usually comes in different diameters. 12 inches is typical for a deck. And you dig a hole, stick the tube in it, and then you fill the inside of the tube with concrete mix.
Yeah, right.
Support.
All right, so that's that story. Mm-hmm. Outdoor living space. All explained, Tommy, in detail at the Money Pit Podcast. Now, let us check out what's going on in the newsletter as well. There's so much information that Tom has with his many years of experience as an inspector doing this radio program. So if you go to moneypit.com/newsletter, you'll find things like we're trying to figure out how to build a fire pit in this now that we're really moving along fast in the development. And I'm not sure. I mean, I'll find somebody who can do it.
So you're saying a fire pit like for individual homes?
No, for a sort of a universal community fire pit.
There's a manufacturer called Pavestone. They make interlocking pavers. They actually have fire pit designs where it's almost like a kit. And they're pretty big and they're beautiful.
So I'll have to look for that. All right, boys and girls, there's Tom.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.